You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Governor Walker's self-insurance plan for state workers is supposed to save the state money, but members of the Budget Committee are skeptical. We'll find out why.
First, a bill being reintroduced in the Assembly aims to encourage more young people to become farmers in Wisconsin. Among the potential incentives being offered in the legislation is student debt relief.
Farming can be an expensive endeavor and a career that doesn't always make families a lot of money. But for those who want to become farmers, it can be a labor of love. We'd like to hear from younger people out there who are farmers or would like to become farmers. What challenges do you face? What would help you? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Democratic Assembly Representative Mark Spreitzer of Beloit joins us now. He's the author of the bill. Representative Spreitzer, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, why did you decide that it was time to put out a bill like this that would help farmers pay for education?
Wisconsin's farmers are aging, as farmers are across the country. The average age of a farm operator in Wisconsin is about 54 and a half years old, and that's according to the most recent 2012 data, and I suspect it's gotten older since then. And there's really twice as many farmers between the ages of 55 and 74 as between the ages of 25 and 44. So when we look at those numbers, we really need to recruit and retain a new generation of farmers if we want to keep the family farm going in Wisconsin, and I think that's so important to our rural communities that we do that. And at the same time, we've seen a surge in interest among young people in farming, including people who didn't grow up in a farm background. But many of those people have student loan debt. It's important to get an education to be a farmer, whether that's specifically related to farming or business, or even people who, you know, went off to school to study something else and then decided to go into farming. And we see that student loan debt being an issue for so many people who've graduated from some form of higher education. But especially if you're getting started as a farmer, your income is probably not very high. You want to be saving money for land or equipment. There's all sorts of other kinds of debt that most farmers have to take on. And so I wanted to do something to relieve the burden of student loan debt so that people can focus on farming.
And could you talk a little bit about what you were getting at there, about the link between a higher education and being a successful farmer?
So farming today has become even more technical. There's a lot of technology that comes into play in terms of the equipment, and whether it's with tractors or with irrigation systems, with if you're raising livestock, the veterinary aspect of that, how to care for them. There's also a lot of farmers today are trying to find ways to market their own products with community-supported agriculture and farmers markets, and adding value to their products in order to make a good living, and those require a lot of different skill sets. There's the financial piece of being able to understand how to make money and the debt that you're taking on. And so all of that means that farmers really need an education beyond high school, and we know that that's expensive no matter where people get it. And so my bill targets a range of different educational opportunities that people might pursue, the Farm and Industry Short Course at UW-Madison, technical college programs, including certificates, diplomas, and associate's degrees, all the way up to a bachelor's degree that somebody might have, and trying to make sure that whatever kind of education they've gotten, that we're helping with the debt from that so that they can focus on their career as a farmer.
And if I've got this right, they could commit to running a farm for 5 years, but they could also go back to run a family farm. They could work on a farm, or they could manage a farm. So it sounds like there's a range of options to qualify.
Yeah, there are a range of options. The main concern is that farming be their primary occupation, and whether that's on their own farm or somebody else's, if they have financial need and they're on a farm that qualifies, then they would qualify for the program.
And have you heard from young people maybe who would go into farming if there weren't this prospect of debt and the financial aspects, who would take you up on this bill?
Absolutely. I've talked to both people who themselves are young farmers, and also to people who are thinking about it, or some of the young farmers I've talked to have told me about people that they went to college with who aren't farming but would like to be, and the student debt is one of those issues. I've talked to two young farmers in my district, one who is currently paying off loans and has talked about how that's really preventing him from advancing his career as a farmer. He's managing somebody else's farm. He'd like to someday possibly have his own, but he's not able to save any money toward that. Then another farmer who was lucky enough to be able to have his parents pay for his education, but he went to school with a lot of people who didn't have that opportunity and took on debt to finance their education, and they're not able to be farming the way that he is, going back to his family's farm, because they're paying off those student loans.
And farming, as a whole, it may not be the most lucrative career that somebody could choose to go forward with. Do you think there are other aspects beyond student loans that also need to be addressed to bring young people into that field?
Yeah, there absolutely are. The biggest financial challenges and just logistical challenges of becoming a farmer have to do with access to land and access to financing for equipment. And land in particular is a challenge if somebody's not going back to the family farm, or if the family farm isn't necessarily large enough to support the next generation, if the previous generation is still relying on that for farm income. And so I'm trying to explore, you know, ways that we can better connect retiring farmers who may not have a family member that wants to take over the farm, connect them with young people who may not have access to land, and help develop those mentoring relationships. There's not an easy answer to how to do that, but I think it's one of the things we need to be looking at as we go forward. The student loan issue is really just one small piece of the challenge, and I'm hoping if we can tackle that, we can also look at some of the other challenges.
We're talking with Representative Mark Spreitzer from Beloit, and he's introduced legislation that aims to bring more young farmers into the farm industry by helping to pay down their student debt. And Representative Spreitzer, this is something that you have taken a page from the book in New York. They have a legislation like this. How is it working there so far?
In New York, it's worked well. It's been going for a couple of years now, and I had a chance to read a testimonial from one of the young farmers who had gotten help there. I also got some information about things that maybe didn't work as well. In New York, they initially required that somebody start farming and apply for the program. I think it was within only 2 years of graduating from whatever college they had gone to, and sometimes somebody can't really get their farm career started that quickly to qualify for the program. So in my bill, we extended that out to 5 years, and that was specifically based on feedback from the New York program. So it was nice that somebody went ahead, and I was able to look at that as a model, but we really customized this idea to Wisconsin based on how things work here and some of the things that didn't work well in New York.
And what is your sense about the prospects for this bill, in particular gaining enough, hopefully bipartisan support to move forward?
Well, I'm actively working on that. The bill does have bipartisan support, and I'm working on getting more bipartisan co-sponsors before I officially introduce it, and that will be happening shortly. And I'm hoping that it will get a public hearing and have an opportunity for legislators to see how much support I think there will be for this bill. I serve on the Assembly Agriculture Committee, where I hope this bill gets referred to, and I'll be talking with the chair to ask for a hearing as soon as it's formally introduced.
Now let's talk about the funding for the bill. How would this bill be paid for? How would this program be paid for?
The program would be paid for with general purpose revenue. That's the main source of funding for most of our state programs, that comes from a variety of tax dollars. And it would be given out in a way that I think is pretty accountable, making sure that each annual payment that a young farmer gets, they have to show documentation that they're continuing to farm and meet the requirements, and that they're paying down their student loans. And if they stop doing that, they wouldn't get additional payments. And I think this is a good investment in the future of farming when we consider that agriculture is one of the biggest parts of our state economy.
And are you, again, optimistic about your fellow lawmakers going for a bill that would require some money from the general fund like this?
Well, that's probably the biggest hurdle that this bill faces. Any bill that spends money is a challenge, and it's a matter of figuring out priorities. I think as we move through this budget process, we'll have to see how much money ends up being available. But, you know, clearly agriculture is a priority for the legislature, for the state, and so I'm hoping that this is a very small amount of money that I'm asking for, only $120,000 for the first year, up to $600,000 a year once the program is fully up and running, and that's a pretty small amount of money compared to things that we spend on a lot of other issues that really are not as central to our state as agriculture is.
And as we wrap up, what is your sense about why this matters, about why it's important to Wisconsin and to Wisconsin's economy to get young farmers out there and working?
The family farm is central to our heritage and really to our economy, to rural communities, and we need to preserve the family farm for the next generation, and that means we need a new generation of family farmers, and I think that without that, we're going to continue to see challenges in our rural communities. We're going to continue to see larger quantities of land being farmed by fewer people, and that just doesn't support the rural economies that we need to preserve the rich heritage of our state.
Representative Spreitzer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Democrat Mark Spreitzer represents Beloit in the State Assembly. He joined us to talk about his new bill, which aims to encourage young people to become farmers in the state by offering incentives like student debt relief.
We'll take your calls in just a moment at 800-642-1234. Are you just out of high school or college thinking of going into farming? If you want to do that, what's holding you back? Would this bill help you? What would you like to see happen with farming in Wisconsin? And are you a farmer, young or old? What are your thoughts on bringing new farmers into the field? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue our conversation in just a little bit. Stay with us here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. We've been talking about a new bill in the State Assembly which looks to cultivate young farmers in Wisconsin. One part of the bill is looking to reduce some of the financial burdens faced by young farmers, including providing student debt relief to farmers who participate in the program.
We go to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Are you a younger person, a millennial who is looking to get into farming? What would help you out? Are you a farmer? What are some of the challenges you face? If you're an older farmer, maybe thinking about retiring, do you have a succession plan? Who's going to take over the farm when you're no longer working it? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. To our callers now, Owen and Wyoega is with us. Owen, hi.
Hi, how's it going? I just want to thank you guys for bringing this up and putting it on the radio, because this is an important topic and it makes a lot of sense. I think as time goes on and the more we think about what consumer and people that live in the state of Wisconsin want, they also want to preserve the landscape and the small farm appearance of this state. And I believe that if we continue to make it unattainable for a smaller family farm to operate in a manner that is capable of letting them pay their debt and continue to maintain a livable wage or income without being so financially strapped that they aren't capable of making a living that's going to be able to pay their bills, then, you know, we're going to have too many large farms and not enough small family farms operating.
And Owen, are you a farmer yourself?
Well, yes. Yeah, I'm working for a larger farm. You know, it's a family-sized larger farm, but it is a larger farm. And the problem I see with just giving a student loan debt repayment type of incentive is a lot of these really large farms in Wisconsin are owned by veterinarians and people that have other type of college degrees that potentially they have a source of income that is a lot more of a professional type of source of income, where they're using that type of credit on, getting a student loan debt relief for a lot larger sum of money that somebody would need to borrow, and somebody like me who went to college for business management at a little state college, never went into business per se. I work in dairy business, and I use and constantly am getting return from what my education did for me, but my education was pretty inexpensive.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Owen, thanks a lot for that call. I want to bring on some of our other callers at 800-642-1234 as we talk about farming and older farmers leaving the occupation, leaving agriculture, and younger farmers, not enough of them stepping up.
And we'll take our next caller now. We've got Taylor on the line with us from Winona, Minnesota. Taylor, hi.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say I would support this bill if I was a Wisconsin resident, but obviously I'm not. But one of the other things that I think is hard for young farmers like me, who's I'm 27 years old, to break in to the industry or to start our own farms, is access to capital. That seems to be the biggest barrier I've faced.
And Taylor, does the debt load that a young farmer like yourself might carry, do you think, interfere with access or getting an approval from a bank?
I don't have a whole lot of debt, a high debt load. I only went to a technical school for about 3 months for ag, and then I realized working on the farm and getting paid, I was learning twice as much and getting paid to do it. It's just they require, such larger high credit ratings, and you got to have a lot to back it up, basically.
Taylor, thank you so much for calling and sharing that experience. Something else to look at down the road.
We'll go next to Joan with us in Waterville. Joan, hi.
Hello. I am concerned about who we are considering to be farmers anymore in this world and in this state of Wisconsin, especially. These so-called farmers, these so-called farms are expanding hugely so that they can get their extra bushels of corn and soy and destroying natural habitat. They've destroyed the monarchs' habitat by 90%. We have lost 90% of our monarchs, and the main reason, according to the Environmental Defense Fund, is that these growers, I call them poison growers because they're just spreading poison all over those genetically modified plants that are making some of the animals that eat them sick, and then the people eat the animals, and the people get sick.
Gotcha. Joan, thanks for the call. Joan saying not going for the bigger farmers there in state support, it sounds like. Thanks for your call, Joan, at 800-642-1234. Talking about difficulties bringing younger people into farming, we heard from a state lawmaker a few minutes ago who had at least some suggestions, a bill he's working on in the state legislature, a student loan debt forgiveness for people going into farming, some other parts of that as well. You can join in at 800-642-1234.
And back to the phones, we've got a call here from TJ in Clinton. Hi, TJ.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good, thanks.
So the reason I'm calling is kind of a half question, half a viewpoint. Hearing about this bill, I'm currently enrolled in school, and I also help out on my family's farm. It's a really small farm operation with livestock, and I'm kind of want to put a viewpoint out there that this bill should be accessible to more younger folks in my situation, where I'm going to school actively now for engineering, because engineering obviously is going to help refine skills that on the farm and the farming operation itself. But because I'm in school and I'm helping at the farm at the same time, I think it'd be a better idea to have this available to current students to help pay down the debt as it's being built up. I think by the time any student gets done with school nowadays, that final bill on how much you actually owe is just such a staggering amount that we should probably have more incentives and programs to get students who are currently enrolled in school participating in jobs on farms to help pay down the debt as they go, so that by the time that they're done with school, it's not such a staggering amount, and it seems more manageable, you know, a little more peace of mind by the time you're done if you're already halfway paid off.
And TJ, are you interested, when you finish school, are you interested in making that your vocation, working full-time on a farm in some capacity?
Absolutely. I don't know if it'll still be my family farm, per se. I'm actually kind of hoping to end up with my own farm in the end. However, we've got just a large enough operation at our family farm that I could definitely be there for quite a few years ahead.
Well, TJ, thank you so much for calling and sharing your thoughts on that. And Representative Spreitzer may still be looking for thoughts from people on that. Appreciate you calling and sharing.
Time for one more caller. Valerie with us in Milwaukee. Valerie, briefly, what do you think?
Hi, I'm just calling. My husband and I were city slickers, and we're really, really interested in farming, and we don't know how to get started, and we don't even know if it's necessarily a career that we want, but we're very interested in doing it, and we're just wondering if we can somehow connect with a mentor farmer, or just something like that, just to figure out if it's right for us.
And yep. We've talked about mentor farmers. I don't have contacts in front of me now, but that's something you'd be interested in, at least to take that first step before trying to take the whole plunge, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Valerie, thanks so much. We'll try to scout up some information on that and post that on the Central Time Facebook page if we can find that in a little bit. I feel like we've done a whole interviews about that before. But thank you so much for that call, Valerie.
Appreciate that. And we go next to Angie. Quick call here from Angie in Eau Claire. Angie, hi.
Hi. So I was just curious as to the age group. I am a veteran and also a I'm an older student. So Where do you fit, like, where's the age group for that? I currently am a farmer also. I crop farm, but I'd like to get into, like, beef cattle.
Angie, thank you so much. And I don't have all the specifics on the bill before me. It still has to pass quite a few hurdles before it becomes the law in Wisconsin here in a program that's accessible. So that might be something to refer you to Representative Spreitzer on that. But thank you, everyone, for your calls and your thoughts today as we look at the future of farming.
You can keep the conversation going with your experiences on the Central Time Facebook page.